Hello, this is CKLN 88.1 FM. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's Kevin calling.
Oh, hey, Kevin. Thanks a lot for calling in. This is Kevin. This is the voice of Kevin Annett, Eagle Strong voice. And Kevin, do I have this right that you're in Europe?
That's right. I'm actually in the south of Europe in Slovenia right now, and I'm on an organizing and lecture tour for the tribunal we're holding in September about the crimes of the Catholic Church and the government of Canada for the genocide in residential schools.
Right, and that's what you've been, you're known for doing a lot of research on this, and I've been going through the book Hidden No Longer, which you've got available for download, and this was one of your first books, and it's been, updated, and you've got it on HiddenNoLonger.com, and this, you basically go through this whole history of genocide, but what I actually want to ask you was your current article. Your most recent article I saw, instead of yet another eulogy, and you speak about William Arnold Combs, a fighter and a friend who recently passed away, very recently. Can you talk about this article?
Yeah. This is really hard, I know, for Canadians to appreciate, but a number of our Aboriginal activists in our network have been, I believe, systematically killed. It started with Johnny Bingo Dawson last year, who was beaten to death by three cops in Vancouver. Now, William Combs, who was going to be a key witness at our tribunal in September, suddenly was committed to the hospital when he was in perfect health, and he died within a day. They're not giving the cause of death. The coroner is not disclosing anything. It's the same pattern as when Bingo Dawson died. So I believe our people are being targeted, and that's what I wrote the article about. Related to that, there's I think, another reason it's happening right now, and that is... Chief Capilano of the Squamish Nation, who is working with us, has recently asked the government's Truth and Reconciliation Commission to get off his land, to not hold this conference in Vancouver that they've just opened. And he said that they never asked his permission, and in fact he's opposed to the TRC because it's government and church run, and he's in favor of our international inquiry into these crimes of genocide into the Indian boarding schools. So I think those aren't unrelated events. I think they're definitely bringing the boom down now on any Native person who isn't part of the government system and is attacking those activists right on the ground.
Right, and I know it's got to be a tough time losing your friend Arnold Combs or William Arnold Combs, and with what's going on with this with the tribunal, and in your article you even mentioned this that the words and the story of William Combs will still be there because there is videotape of his testimony.
That's right. And, in terms of that testimony, on my former radio program, Co-op Radio, before it got canceled, William came on and told a story about when he was in the Catholic residential school in Kamloops, B.C. in 1964. He saw the Queen of England show up with Prince Philip for 3 days. And he claims, along with two other boys, he saw them take 10 children out of that school, and those children disappeared and never appeared again. They just vanished, and even which was weird because they were from that area. And William was going to describe that at the tribunal, and now he's dead. And he claims that last May, two men attempted to poison him, and he says it was a previous attempt on his life. And so, I think it's, again, not unrelated to the fact that he's naming the Crown of England as actual... people who are at least engaged in the abduction of children, who knows what happened to them. But, he has that kind of story that I think they considered quite dangerous.
Right, and what do you know what is happening right now with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission? Like, is it underway? Is it going on, the actual the government and church-operated Truth and Reconciliation?
Well, it's... The window dressing is going on. For example, they've had a 3-day conference in Vancouver, and we're actually going to have, I'll send to you and talk about this next week, Chief Capilano and his people went there today, and they had a protest outside the TRC because they went in there and they found, first of all, to get in, you have to pay $500. They gave away a few tickets to, their token Native people, but most of the delegates were white people from all over the world coming to hear these long lectures about healing and reconciliation. What Native survivor can get in at $500 a head is beyond me. But Capilano looked up at the front table, and every single one of those officials were white people. And they obviously weren't allowing him to speak. They weren't allowing any discussion of the real crimes. We know that even though the government claimed they set up a missing children's task force, according to some reporters in Ottawa, that group has never met. And as you know, the TRC doesn't have the power to lay charges. It exonerates the churches. It doesn't allow survivors to name names or talk about crime. So the whole thing is an enormous publicity stunt. And what Capilano told me is that one of the South African delegates who showed up was quite perplexed. He said, why is the government going through all this huge extravaganza to make it seem that they're doing something when obviously they're not? So I think people are seeing through this whole ruse.
Right. And we've got to promote your book tour, because you're going to be coming through to Toronto coming up at the end of March. And that's actually, I guess we can get into more detail maybe if we have you on the show next week for a longer interview, just because I know you've got a cell phone that could be running out of battery. So I just wanted to mention one other quote that I noticed in the article. You had a quote right at the end of the article. You say, this April 15th, on the 7th anniversary of the inaugural Aboriginal Holocaust Memorial Day, that you're going to have a sign that reads, who killed Bingo Dawson, William Combs, and thousands of others. I was wondering, what is this, the Aboriginal Holocaust Memorial Day?
Well, we've held that event for 6 years now. The 7th, as you said, is coming up on April 15th. And it was actually the event that really forced the government to make an apology, because soon after that, one of those rallies.
All right, I think we might have just lost Kevin Annett there. So that was either his cell phone. He did warn us that his cell phone was low on battery, so that could have been the cutout right there. Or it could have been the... secret. Who knows what kind of agency, you know, monitoring us and doesn't want the truth out. But you know, that's why. Hopefully, we're going to be speaking with Kevin Annett on the show next week too. The situation, well, with the whole Truth and Reconciliation Commission and what Kevin Annett's trying to start up, which are these tribunals into the crimes of the church and state, international tribunals in the crimes of the church and state, you can find more information on hiddenfromhistory.org. Check out Kevin Annett's work on hiddennolonger.com. That's where you can download the PDF of one of Kevin's first books. It's actually like the history book of the history of the Canadian genocide. And the other one to check out, itccs.org, and that's the International Tribunal on the Crimes of Church and State, which Kevin's in Europe doing some work with right now. So yeah, that's good to hear from Kevin Annett.